And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 27th of February, 2025. February 27th is International Polar Bear Day. The polar bear is the largest extant species of bear and the largest land carnivore, with adult males weighing up to 800 kilograms or 1,760 pounds. Polar bears live in countries around the Arctic Circle, such as Canada, Russia, Greenland, and Norway. Underneath polar bears' white fur is black skin to soak up the sun's warmth. They carry with them a thick layer of body fat and a water-repellent coat to keep them insulated against the icy cold Arctic air and water. Polar bears are considered marine mammals because of their dependence on marine ecosystems. They are mostly carnivorous, preying on seals, walruses, beluga whales, and some terrestrial animals. Mothers give birth to cubs in maternity dens during the winter, and cubs stay with their mothers for up to 2.5 years. In Inuit mythology, the polar bear, whom they called Nanuk, was greatly revered. According to their myth, Nanuk was able to look like a human being due to the features of polar bears, such as their long fingers and their ability to stand upright. This led the Inuit to believe that they were the descendants of bears. They believed Nanuk would punish hunters who violated taboos, and he would bless hunters who were worthy of his blessings. Native people believe that polar bears allowed themselves to be killed by righteous hunters in order to go to the hereafter. Legend says that if a dead polar bear had been treated with respect by the hunter, he or she would share the good news with other bears, so they would be eager to be killed by him. But bears would stay away from hunters who failed to show respect. In the 1700s, European hunters began to rapidly cut into the polar bear population. Without any regulations, they were able to trap as many polar bears as they liked, and the species suffered because of it. By the 1950s, scientists began noticing that ocean levels were rising, which brought changes to the polar bear's environment. Environmental groups began to speak out on the polar bear's behalf, but their protests often fell on deaf ears, as governments ignored their pleas to do more to protect the Arctic and polar bears. In 1973, the U.S., Denmark, Norway, and the former USSR signed the International Agreement on the Conservation of Polar Bears and Their Habitat. The agreement regulated commercial hunting, and the U.S. government classified polar bears as endangered. The nonprofit organization Polar Bears International was formed in 1994. Polar bears are considered a bellwether species whose fate can indicate the future of other Arctic animals and humans. Climate change is harming the Arctic food web and decreasing polar bears' food supply. As the Arctic Ocean warms, it leads to a decrease in phytoplankton and zooplankton, the building blocks of the food chain. This in turn affects the populations of the larger species, such as seals, the polar bear's primary prey. The declining food supply is leading to increased competition and starvation of polar bears. According to a report by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, the animal agriculture sector is one of the largest contributors to global warming. Converting native forests and grasslands into cropland for animal feed production, in particular, contributes to significant ongoing release of carbon dioxide. On this International Polar Bear Day, there is something we can do. The single most impactful and the easiest thing humans can do to save polar bears and all wildlife is to eat a plant-based diet. Today has also been designated National Protein Day. Let us remember all protein comes from plants. And here's a poem for today, Fire and Ice by Robert Lee Frost. Some say the world will end in fire, some say in ice. From what I've tasted of desire, I hold with those who favor fire. But if it had to perish twice, I think I know enough of hate to know that for destruction, Ice is also great and would suffice. Robert Frost's poem, Fire and Ice. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to save the world. Live vegan.